Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean. This is Virginia Water Radio for the week of March 19th, 2018. It was on last this week, we revisit a 2012 episode featuring music about an American Civil War battle on the waters of Virginia's Hampton Roads that was indecisive at the time, but had long-term naval consequences. Have a listen for about a minute.
It was on last Monday morning, just at the break of day, when the good ship called the Cumberland lay anchored on her way. The man up on her lookout to those below did say, I see something like a housetop on our leeward she does lay. The captain grabbed his telescope and he gazed out over the blue. Then he turned and spoke to his brave and loyal crew. That thing out yonder floating that looks like a turtle's back, it's that infernal rebel steamer and they call her Merrimack. Our decks were cleared for action and the guns were pointed true. Still she kept on coming across the water blue. Still she kept on coming till no distance from its fall. She sent a ball a humming, still the beat of many a heart. It was then we fired our broadside into her ribs of steel.
You've been listening to part of The Cumberland and the Merrimack, performed by Tom Rausch. The song tells the story of a new naval era dawning, right in Hampton Roads. On March 8, 1862, the ironclad CSS Virginia, often called the Merrimack because it was constructed upon that wooden ship's salvaged hull, attacked a Hampton Roads blockade to restore maritime access to Richmond and Norfolk. With its armor deflecting Union shots, the Virginia sank the USS Cumberland and forced the surrender of the USS Congress. When the Union's ironclad ship, the USS Monitor, arrived the next day to defend the blockade, the historic Battle of the Ironclads ensued. Though no clear winner prevailed in that battle, the emergence of the Civil War ironclads forever changed naval warfare. As for Hampton Roads, 156 years later, the area maintains its relevance as a hub for trade, shipbuilding, military bases, and of course, history. Thanks to Heather Verib for developing and writing this episode originally in 2012. Thanks also to Tom Rausch for permission to use this week's music. And we close with a few more seconds of The Cumberland and the Merrimack.
They poured broadside after broadside till the water reached their breast. Then they sank far down in the watery deep. The stars and stripes still flying from their mainmast highest peak.
For more Virginia Water sounds, music, and information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. Thanks to Ben Cosgrove for his version of Shenandoah to open and close the show. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.